Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am Savoir Fair, your host for this evening. Tonight's theme is an homage to April Fool's Day, but I promise there will be no tricks pulled.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind.
So let's begin tonight with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1988, this film starring Michael J. Fox was released in theaters. While not one of his better films, its soundtrack was more notable. Name the film. You can catch the answer to the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week at the end of the show. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet.
Yeah. And now for something completely different.
And there you are, saying that it's easy. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
This is Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tonight's theme has to do with April Fool's Day, but we started out with a tribute to the Ukrainian people. Local legends Buffalo Tom and their song Sunflower Suit from their 1989 self-titled debut. Nicolette Larson followed with the first official April Fool's Day track with Fool Me Again from the soundtrack to the movie Arthur, the original 1981 film. Jumping across the pond, we heard from the UK's Loose Ends and Don't Be a Fool from 1990's Look How Long. We listened to John Cale's Ship of Fools from 1974's Fear, and Talk Talk closed out the set with My Foolish Friend from 1983. More to come tonight on the April Fool's Day edition of Songs from the Squid Pod.
smiling grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray. Don't get fooled again.
See. she was a friend. I stayed till the end.
Don't be a fool again.
I once believed that love was fair, but I don't anymore. She said I'm a bore.
Don't wanna be a fool.
Never again.
Don't wanna be a fool.
Never again.
Don't wanna be a fool.
Never again.
Don't wanna be a fool.
Savoir Faire, and I've been your host tonight on Songs from the Squid Pod. Hope you enjoyed tonight's celebration of April Fool's Day. I will return next week with another look back at the 80s. As promised, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which was, on this day in 1988, this film starring Michael J. Fox was released in theaters. While not one of his better films, its soundtrack was more notable. Name the film. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Bright Lights, Big City. It starred Michael J. Fox, Kiefer Sutherland, Phoebe Cates, and Diane Wiest. It was directed by James Bridges, who also directed the China Syndrome from 1979 and Urban Cowboy from 1980, among others. It was also Bridges' last movie before he passed away in 1993. In the background, you are listening to New Order's True Faith, which appears on the soundtrack. The last set started off with Pete Townshend and an acoustic version of Won't Get Fooled Again from the Secret Policeman's Ball, the music from 1981. If you're unfamiliar with the Secret Policeman's Ball, it was a series co-founded by Monty Python's John Cleese to benefit Amnesty International. It began in 1976 featuring popular British comedians, but later evolved to include musicians as well. The album was recorded in London over four nights in June of 1979. The Doobie Brothers told us What a Fool Believes. That's off of their 1978 album Minute by Minute. Luther Vandross followed with Don't Want to Be a Fool from Power of Love from 1991. Robin Gibb was in there with Like a Fool from his 1985 release Walls Have Eyes. Neither the song nor the album charted in the UK or US, but it always had that Miami Vice vibe to me. The Steve Miller Band performed a live version of The Joker. That's from one of the King Biscuit Flower Hour Presents series. I'm not necessarily a fan of Steve Miller, but that version of The Joker is spot on. That was recorded at the Beacon Theater in New York City in 1976. And wrapping up the show was the Jesus and Mary Chain with April Skies from 1987's Darklands. Have a great weekend, everyone. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Hi, this is Bill Maher asking you not to let your medical or science education go to the dogs, or rabbits, rats, or other animals for that matter. There are great new ways to learn that don't involve animals at all. More than a half of all North American medical schools have dropped animal labs from their curricula. There are also great replacements for dissection and even for advanced medical procedure labs. They're less expensive than animals. They teach exactly what you need to know, and hey, the first life you save might just lick you on the face. For more information, contact the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org. Write this down, 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org.